In a meeting with Hamas leaders, the supreme leader of the Islamic Revolution praised the movement's victory in the ceasefire negotiations, describing it as a defeat for the Zionist regime and the United States. He emphasized the importance of continuing the resistance media warfare, the release of Palestinian prisoners, and the organization of global protests demonstrated the resistance's success in psychological warfare. The presence of Hamas leaders in Tehran reaffirmed the unity of the resistance with Iran and highlighted Tehran's role in supporting Palestine. Recently, Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei met with a delegation of senior Hamas officials. The meeting highlighted the strong ties between the Islamic Republic and the Palestinian resistance, as well as the achievements of Hamas in its recent confrontation with Israel. Over the past 15 months of the war on Gaza, Hamas leaders have carried significant responsibilities in two main areas. First, war management. Despite the assassination of Yahya Sinwar, Hamas successfully continued its military and guerrilla operations against Israeli forces. Decades of experience in armed resistance allowed them to maintain battlefield coordination and achieve significant military victories. Second, security and humanitarian efforts. Hamas leadership also focused on securing its remaining commanders, negotiating with mediators, and distributing limited relief aid during the war. This included protecting Israeli captives held for future exchange deals with managing Gaza's internal affairs. Hamas has achieved victory in two major areas in recent war. The first was victory in the ceasefire negotiations. The Supreme Leader of the Islamic Revolution of Iran praised Hamas negotiators for their success in securing favorable terms in the ceasefire agreement. Despite Israel's attempts, backed by Washington, to impose its condition, Hamas managed to secure the release of many Palestinian prisoners, including high-profile figures. And the second was successful media and psychological warfare. Iran's supreme leader emphasized the importance of Hamas media efforts, which played a crucial role in countering Israel's psychological warfare. Global protests in support of Palestine, including demonstrations at 41 American universities, highlighted Hamas' success in shaping international public opinion. During the prisoner exchange, Hamas turned Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's promises of a definite victory into a symbolic defeat, showcasing that Israel had failed to achieve its objectives. The visit of Hamas leaders to Tehran carried deep political significance. The timing of the meeting was notable, because the visit came after Hamas had successfully forced a ceasefire on Israel and secured a prisoner swap, marking a moment of victory for the Palestinian resistance. Strengthening ties with Iran. Israeli media had previously spread rumors of divisions between Iran and Hamas. However, the presence of senior Hamas leaders in Tehran dispelled these claims, reaffirming the strong strategic partnership between Hamas and the Islamic Republic. The visit signaled Hamas' appreciation for Iran's unwavering support and demonstrated that the Palestinian resistance remains closely aligned with Tehran in its struggle against Israeli occupation. Overall, the meeting reinforced the ongoing commitment of the resistance axis to continue its fight against Israeli aggression, with Hamas emerging from the war stronger, both militarily and diplomatically.